This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to the Daily Tip on the BetQL Network, presented by BetMGM.
Welcome back to the show. It is the Daily Tip from BetQL, presented by BetMGM. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Kate Constable. Coming up shortly here on the show, baseball and stunning Dane Dunning welcoming the Mariners to Arlington. Kate, did you see this yesterday at Yankee Stadium? Incredible. The A's and Yankees, and I believe it was Estuary Ruiz who was at the plate. I forget who it was for the A's. And the Yankees thought that he swung through a pitch and should have been called out on strikes. The umpire looked and said, no, he was hit with the baseball, so he can take first base. So Aaron Boone says something, the Yankee skipper, says something from the dugout, and the umpire warns him, like, hey, I'm not listening to this, all right? I looked for the guy getting hit. He got hit. I saw what I saw. So Aaron Boone, and they've got the camera on Aaron Boone, and he's not saying a word. All of a sudden, a dude from the stands at Yankee Stadium says something to the umpire. The umpire thinks it's Aaron Boone yelling at him after he said, don't yell at me, and tosses Aaron Boone from the game. So Aaron Boone loses his mind. He's like, what are you talking? I didn't say anything. And it was so quiet in the afternoon. I mean, it's Yankees A's on a Monday afternoon, right? You could hear everything. And this is what drives me crazy about Major League umpires, is that Aaron Boone was like, somebody in the stands, it wasn't me. And the umpire has the audacity to say, I don't care who said it, you're gone. So you admit, I don't really care. I just heard something I didn't like. I assumed it was you. Even if it's not, I have the power to throw you out. I'm going to throw you out. And this was in the first inning. And to add insult to injury, the A's won that game 2-0. That should have been an omen from the start, but what a bizarre way to start a baseball game.
Yeah, five batters into the game. I mean, right off the bat. You're right.
No, you're right, Kate. Five pitches in the game. It was the fifth pitch of the game that he got tossed. You were right the first time.
That five pitches isn't long enough to say enough bad stuff towards the umpire to warrant getting thrown out, right? Like, how much terrible stuff can you say? The video showed that it was the fan behind Aaron Boone.
Yes.
But for the umpire to say, I don't care, like, you can't do that. That's not good officiating. Like, he should be reprimanded in some aspect for just blatantly saying that he's basically not doing his job. He just doesn't like what he heard, but, you know, whatever. I'm just going to throw you out. And then later he doubled down and said, well, what I heard came from the other end of the dugout. That's a cop-out. He didn't hear anything. He knows he was wrong and is trying to backtrack and justify what he did by tossing Aaron Boone out by saying, well, it was another coach or, you know, a player down the dugout a ways that I heard something come from, and you're the manager, so you're the one that has to go. Like, that's not right. You can't do that. What are we doing here?
A great job by the Yes Crew broadcasting this game, because they found the guy, like, right behind home plate. And he's some rando in, like, this light blue hat. Like, not even a Yankees hat. And just yelling at the You know, come on, Blue, you suck, or something like that.
Well, the thing is, he didn't curse. It was Hunter Winkelstad was the home plate umpire, who's awful. And Angel Hernandez are like 1A and 1B as far as, like, the umpires who suck. But he didn't say anything other than, come on, home plate, get it together, something like that.
Right.
Like, didn't drop an F-bomb, didn't do anything. And that's when he was like, you're gone. And the argument, again, Boone screaming in his face, I'm not the one that said it. It was the fan. It was above our dugout. And Hunter goes, hey, you might be right, Aaron.
It's like, they don't care.
What? You might be right? And then the best thing Boone did is he walked off. He turns, and again, he lost his cool. He gets tossed. He starts to walk away. Comes right back, and he says, you are all going to pay for this. You wait. You all are going to pay for this. So, I mean, the league's got to step in. Between him and Angel Hernandez,
it's embarrassing.
Awful. The Hernandez striking out Wyatt Langford of the Rangers, I don't know if you saw.
Yes.
That was mind-boggling. And everybody just kind of goes, that's Angel Hernandez. That was great yesterday.
The best umpires are the ones whose names you don't know. Because they're just doing their jobs, right? And you don't notice them because they're calling a game the way it should be called. And yes, every now and then there'll be a long-tenured umpire, whatever it is. And you'll say, I know that guy. He's been in the league for a long time. He's friendly with the managers. But the names we all know, these guys, are the worst. And it's because consistently they make mind-boggling calls. And I think, Bill, you're right. The crazy thing is, this is embarrassing for Major League Baseball. Like, why don't they do something about it? When the umpire says, I don't care if you said it or not, I have the power to kick you out, I will.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
How is that good for the game?
Flexing his power.
Yeah.
It's not at all. But in the umpire's situation, he can't backtrack on his word. Like, that's like you getting in trouble from your parents and then your parents realizing they were wrong. Like, are they going to own up and be like, you know what? You're right. You don't have to go to your room. That's kind of what this was. And Hunter is just like, well, that's what I called. I'm not going back on it now because otherwise that's going to be embarrassing to me. And I'm going to look like the idiot. And he didn't want to look like the idiot, being like, okay, I was wrong. You're right. That wasn't you. Calm down. I'll take this one. So instead, he just tosses Aaron Boone. And you're right. It is completely embarrassing for the league. And they should do something about it. And the umpire should be fined or reprimanded in some aspect for that.
I just wonder how these guys keep their jobs. Like, I would be infuriated.
They have a great union. And I don't say that facetiously.
No. I mean, they have a great union. That's a good point. That's a very good point, actually. Well, this is, you know, when the NFL has this problem, they just act like it doesn't exist. The last Roger Goodell is like, oh, I thought it looked great out there. I thought they did a great job. It's like, yeah, but remember that one call? No, I thought they did a great job.
Did you see Scott Foster last night? Lakers fans are so mad.
That's another guy that we all
know,
right?
I know.
Why do we know Scott Foster? Terrible at what he does.
Chris Paul, they love each other.
Oh, God.
Christmas cards, the whole deal.
You know when there's an actual betting angle that says, when Scott Foster is officiating a game with Chris Paul, then you know it's bad, right? When you can associate an official with a player. It just drives me crazy. It drives me crazy, Kate, because the leagues don't do anything about it.
And when Chris Paul was with the Suns and they were in the postseason 2 years ago, they allowed Scott Foster to ref those games. Like, if there's such an issue between Chris Paul and Scott Foster, there are other referees that can handle the playoff level, right? That are capable of doing that, because the NBA always wants their number one crew on the best games. Well, take Scott Foster off that crew, because there's clearly something going on between he and Chris Paul that you're not going to be completely biased if you're Scott Foster, right? So the league should step in that manner and do something about it, and they don't. So we as bettors get a great deal when Scott Foster's reffing CP's games, but I don't think it's right at all.
Imagine if this happened like at a fast food joint or something. Like, you walk up to the counter and you're like, I'd like a Big Mac, please. And the guy behind the counter says, one filet of fish. And you say, hey, I ordered a Big Mac. I don't care what you ordered. You're getting a filet of fish. You'd be like, then you're fired. The manager should see that and say, what are you doing? You're fired. Oh, it drives me absolutely batty when I see that. And that these guys have been doing it forever. All right, maybe we'll see some good calls today in Arlington. Mariners at the Rangers, Kate. Mariners are laying $1.15. The Rangers are -105. The total is set at 9. Logan Gilbert getting the call for Seattle. Dane Dunning, stunning. Dane Dunning going for the Rangers. I am going to go Mariners first five money line. Logan Gilbert has been that guy all season. He has made me money. Struck out at least 6 batters in 4 of his appearances this season. I always get nervous because that Rangers lineup is lethal. We know that. But I expect a little bit of regression from Dane, as stunning as he might be. He's gotten a lot of run support this season. That scares me a little bit. But I will grab Mariners first five money line. It's just -110. Flip of the coin.
Jenks, we're on the same page again today with this. I am not going to go first five. I'm just going to go Mariners money line for the full game. Yeah. Yes. Gilbert has been a little bit more reliable. Dunning has not been bad at all. He's been solid this year, but he doesn't strike a ton of guys out. So I think there's going to be plenty of balls in play here. And that's not exactly a great sign against a Mariners offense that's really starting to come alive. They've scored 5 or more runs in 3 of their last 4 games. And so I think this is a win for the Mariners, despite being on the road tonight.
Oh, I like that play as well. Let's go out west to San Francisco. The Mets are in town. The Giants are laying $1.50. The Mets are +130, and the total is a low 7 and a hook. Luis Severino getting the call for the Metropolitans, and Logan Webb going for the Giants. What are you thinking here, Kate?
I think Logan Webb only allowed 3 earned runs over his last 3 starts, 21 innings of work. And only 4 Mets players have ever faced Luis Severino before. They're 2-for-28 with 2 RBIs. So not a great sign for Severino, because I think not having faced a lot of these players before, some of the other Mets bats might have some success today. I think I might have to go with the Mets in this one.
Oh, okay. I think I kind of like the Giants on the money line, but I like the under even more. And I think you can play it up to 8 if you so choose, and lay $1.40. But Severino has been great. 2-1 this season, 2.14 ERA. Logan Webb has been just untouchable over his past few starts. He's given up 3 runs in his last 21 innings pitched. He had 1 bad outing, and that was against the Dodgers back on April 2nd. Outside of that, he's been nails. Now, both of these teams have been over teams this season. Mets are the best over team in baseball when playing at home, which is surprising to me. However, when playing at home, Giants are the 3rd best under team in baseball. And again, they've got Logan Webb on the mound. I'm going to go under 8 runs today in San Francisco. Okay. We've got 3 games left on the schedule. I'm going to get to Patrick Corbin in a second. Do you have any of these games? I will give the floor to you, Kate. What game stands out to you that you think, I'm putting my money on this game?
I like the Phillies here, and I'm debating whether I go Phillies team total over or just Phillies on the money line here. Andrew Abbott on the mound for the Reds. I think the Phillies offense can have some success against him, because they've played really well this year against lefties. They're hitting .280, so I think they're going to be able to play a couple runs here, or at least enough to win this game. And again, I might even consider their team total to go over.
Okay. I'm going to go, do I want to play this or not? Phillies, Reds first five, under 4.5. is -125. That's a pretty high number for two pitchers who have been really good. Christopher Sanchez has looked unbelievable, racked up 10 strikeouts against the Rockies. And Andrew Abbott, remember, they called him up. The Reds did at the end of last season. He's one of those young arms that they're counting on. He's been great. 1-2, but a paltry 2.70 ERA. This game is a rematch of the season opener for both of these starters, at least. And the Phillies led that game 2-0 after five. I think we see a similar result in this one. I'm going to go Phillies-Reds first five under 4.5 at -125, finally. Here it is for all who celebrate. It's Fade Patrick Corbin Day. The Nationals are visiting the Dodgers. Dodgers -210, Nats +175, total set at 7.5.
It's actually here.
Oh, it's here. It's here. Oh,
yes.
Excuse me.
That is incorrect in the rundown.
Oh.
That is my mistake. It is here.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Bill. Dodgers, the Nationals. Now I feel even worse. This guy's right down the street, probably warming up right now. Maybe he's got this show on. He's like, fade me, huh, Jenkins? Well, Patrick Corbin is 0-3 with an 8.06 ERA. If you're listening to me, Patrick, you can do this. He's lost three of his four starts this season by at least four runs. It really doesn't matter who is pitching for the Dodgers. If you're curious, it's James Paxton. If you want LA on the run line, that's -125. I'm going Dodgers first five run line. I can't believe it. It's only -140. I think that's a great price for Patrick Corbin against these Dodgers bats.
I couldn't agree with you more, Jinx. And it's a national holiday when Patrick Corbin is on the mound.
Yes, it is.
I think whether you want to go first five run line, whether you want to go full game run line, Dodgers have not been great lately, but they'll be motivated to get a win here tonight. They lost to the Nats. They played them earlier this month in a series, lost there. This is a spot where they get some of their mojo back, some of their momentum at the plate. Get plenty of runs against Patrick Corbin, who, like you just said, has given up quite a few in every single outing. So I like the Dodgers in this one. Whether you take them full game run line, first five run line, it's going to be LA.
You got to do it until we see otherwise. Corbin kind of got it together for a little while last season, then fell off at the end, and we're seeing much of what we've seen over the past few seasons early on this one. Coming up next year on the show, with the draft approaching, we're going to check out some early MVP odds in pro football and maybe some divisional futures worth our money. She's Kate. I'm Jinx. We're coming back on the Daily Tip from BetQL, presented by BetMGM.